Welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast, Mint Friends, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Coming up in this segment, we're going to spin the creativity wheel of death. And we're going to have, John, are you going to do that, right?
Yep.
I'm in on it. I'm very, very excited. Yeah, it's going to be your first time. But right now, Mr. Amos Glick, who also looks very pretty today.
Thank you.
He's an actor, an improviser, a movie director, a clown. He's a musician, a teacher, a lyricist, a good friend, and a good parent to his cat, Winslow. He was in the San Francisco Mime Troupe. He's an improviser with Bats Improv. Now he's with...
Broadway LA
in Los Angeles, and they're currently performing a Broadway style medieval musical.
Not medieval.
No.
Film noir.
Oh, it's still the film noir.
Yeah.
The film noir musical, completely improvised musical theater.
Yeah.
Amazing. You're going to sing us a little song.
Yeah. Am I just going to use the one mic for both?
Okay. Do you want two mics? You
can take. No. I think this should be fine. Yeah. This is called Minstrel Caravan. It's off my CD, which you can find at pondermusic.com. And I'm not going to, I'm kind of curious if people who don't know me and don't know the context of what the song is about, what they think it's about. So maybe some of your listeners can chime in. So. Just telling what they know. Life is another show. As the show begins, people talk amongst themselves, remembering forgotten times they know all too well. Strangers pass familiar glances with smiles in their eyes. Oh, the beauty of it all. A tapestry is woven in honor of the song, by dancers gently mingling, touching fingers, linking arms. Those graceful stepping children the music knows so well. It's a peaceful reel they know. Caravan, the minstrels of my culture articulating every bend, revealing human texture, all the knots and loose ends. I hope I see them soon. I hope I see them soon. Hope I see them soon. I hope I see them soon. I hope I see them.
explained it, I was laughing, not at the beautiful song, but he did a funny at the end. He held up his guitar and
Nature's
wah-wah.
Whammy Bar.
Yeah, he did a whammy bar. That was funny. Almost, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I have to admit, I don't have any idea what it was about, but I loved it. I would hear it again and
anybody?
Again.
Anybody? Price of a Hammer? Anybody? Anybody?
I think the menstrual group was code for a girlfriend and her menstruation.
Not menstrual group. No. Not menstrual caravan. Oh, minstrel.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I apologize for the mispronunciation. Yes. Clearly, I now that you say that, I get that it's all the imagery does relate to a band of women roaming around at that time of the month. Mm-hmm. But indeed, it's more of an homage and a sort of nostalgic look at my life following the Grateful Dead around a lot.
Oh, so, and I was going to guess it had something to do with pot. But
yes, could more with LSD, but pot was there too.
Stupid to say.
Yeah.
So when you hope you see them soon, them is the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, and in this case, Dead and Company, who I will be seeing next week. So I'm very excited.
Oh yeah, you was a Deadhead for many years.
Yeah, I mean, I still am. So I guess it's been a long time. But I started listening in earnest when I was about 15, and immediately got into the music. And then getting into the scene took a little while because it's a really odd scene, and it can be a bit scary and daunting and. But I ended up finding a way in with a really great group of people, and it's been an amazing journey.
How much Deadhead ink do you have?
Ink? Zero. I don't like tattoos.
Then you're not really.
And how many times have you seen them in concert?
Well, the original band, probably over 80 times. I don't know exactly. But I saw a ton of like Jerry Garcia shows. And in the limited time that Dead and Company has been together, I've seen them already 8 times, and I saw all the Fare Thee Well shows, which were reunion 50th anniversary reunion shows last summer. So since last summer, I've seen some group version of that group 13 times, which, you know, wow. There are people who have probably gone to every show.
You have a lot of time.
Yeah, I'm unemployed, so that helps.
This is the benefit.
Yeah.
This is the benefit.
For some of it, I was in Las Vegas, but I was a backup, so I was able to just clock out for those shows and just get out of town. It was great. And, you know, back in the day, that's, you know, most of my friends saw 250 to 400 shows, but I was going to school. I couldn't, and then working, so I could only see what I could see. Now that I'm a little older and I have a little money in the bank, fuck it, I'm going. Love it.
To tell you, that is the first concert that I ever went to. My mom took me and my brother to see the Grateful Dead when I was 10 and
your
my brother was 12.
Your mom took you?
Yes.
Amazing.
It wasn't her choice. She left the choice open to us. I chose Billy Joel. This was in 78, and my brother chose the Grateful Dead.
78, which concert? Because that's one of my favorite years.
Dallas, Texas.
Okay,
I don't all, know. All I remember is the only song I knew by them was Truckin', and they didn't play it.
You must have been brokenhearted.
I still really enjoyed the show.
Oh,
I was a little brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Everyone around me, I said, I love Truckin'. When are they going to play that? And they'll play that. And then they didn't play Truckin'.
Oh, boy.
You know, I had my chips cashed in and everything.
Truckin'. I got my chips cashed in.
Oh,
that was a
great that's
song.
A line
that
from
song
the
song was really beautiful, though. Yeah. I loved it. Good job.
Good job.
I'm checking my phone to see if I have Dallas 78 on my phone because I have so many bootlegs.
And it's possible it was 77 or 79, but I'm pretty sure it was 78.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
I'm checking your phone. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Who's ready for the creativity wheel of death?
Woohoo!
I'm scared about the death.
The death is the death of ego.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because this is what I always say. Listen, we're not going to judge what comes out. We're making stuff up in the moment. It may rock. It may suck. We don't care. We're just having fun being creative in the moment. And I must admit, last week, mine was really, oh boy, they were not good. Everybody else was really good last time, but mine, I was.
Well, Giselle, it's your podcast. You could just edit in a really good one.
I know.
Just redo it.
I know. I thought about that. Believe me, I thought about it. And then I thought, that goes against everything I stand for. I can't do it. I just have to stand in my mediocre improvisation, and not in the good way like yours. So who want to go first? I'm not going to do it, but Jonna, you're going to do it, yeah? I am very excited to try it.
Why don't you start us off, Jonna?
Okay. Woo-hoo! Okay, yeah, you go for it. All right, I will. She's spinning. Okay, tell us what you got. I got, you're a tour guide for a medicine cabinet.
Oh my God.
Now listen, if you would like, you can take some time. We can do this one of two ways, everybody. We can spin first and then everybody have a couple of minutes to think about it while the other people is spinning. Or we can just go for it. What do you want to do?
Couple minutes, sir.
I think I'm ready to go for it.
Go for it.
Do it.
We got three go for it. I think go for it wins.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, here I go. Okay, my group this way. My group this way. Everybody, here we are inside Derek Lamley's medicine cabinet. Now, for those of you who don't know, Derek Lamley is 25. He's a computer programmer here in Simi Valley. And let's see what he's got. If you'll notice on the upper left, he's got cream for his eczema. Poor Derek has had eczema for many years. Next to that, we see Neosporin. And then Icy Hot. He was trying to improve his physique and got a little muscle tension when he overlifted at the gym. 24-hour fitness. He didn't even make it one of those 24 hours. As you can see, the well-squozen tube of Icy Hot. Below that, we have the toothpaste tube, Colgate. And you'll notice that Derek is a roller. He keeps his toothpaste tube very neat. He's not a squeezer, he's a roller. Then we've got Alka-Seltzer and Prilosec. And next to that is Simvastatin. Oh no, Derek really needs to lose a little bit of weight and get his cholesterol down. I worry for his liver. And then here on the bottom cabinet, we have, the little blue pill. Oops. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this tour of Derek Lamley's medicine cabinet. And join us for next week's tour when we go into Grandma's underwear drawer.
That
was really good, Jonas.
Flawless.
That was good.
Oh my gosh, that is really scary. It is scary
to
do.
Well, often in the past, from my experience, maybe except for songs, they tend to be much shorter. That was that's that one you feel like you kind of have to.
Did I go on to
No.
Beautiful.
My point is,
I thought it was fine. I was dying to know what was on the third drawer.
That was not my point at all. Yeah. My point was if you're leading a tour, you feel like you have to give your customers you can't just give one item.
Right.
So the obligation to the improviser is to kind of take your time and go on further, which is not as easy as doing a 3-line poem or whatever. You know, that's all I was trying to say.
Right.
So that's
funny. I think you did Percocet.
What's Percocet?
It's a painkiller.
Oh,
it's very regulated.
Oh, right.
But that's, you know, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who want to go next?
Fuck it.
Amos. He's spinning.
Oh. You're going to take care of this? Love ode.
No, Amos.
A love ode to a paperclip.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Your symmetrical curves, spiraling inward, beckon me. The light shines off the extreme angle of the curve as you hang from a string in front of my window. The light comes through and casts your shadow upon my face, caressing me. Are you yin? Are you yang? No. Yet almost. How I love thee. You hold my papers together tight, consoling my fears through the night. Now I rhyme and don't know why, for I am just a paperclip guy.
Man, that was great, almost.
It was really lovely.
That was beautiful. Good one.
Still sad.
I don't even want to follow any of that.
Vanessa McReady! She's spinning, she's spinning. What'd you get?
Okay, my challenge today is make an airline pilot announcement mentioning a sugary snack. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for flying with us today. We know that you have a lot of choices when it comes to air travel. We just want to point out that we will be traveling at 87,000 feet today, and sometimes passengers wonder who are the pilots. So I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Chris, and I do enjoy a Snickers from time to time. In fact, sometimes people wonder how do we maintain equilibrium at 87,000 feet? Well, I'll tell you, Snickers. Snickers has the correct balance of sugar and protein from peanuts. And, you know, people dismiss the Snickers, but I'm going to tell you that our airways really, it's probably the mainstay. Me and my co-captain, Pat, that's pretty much all we ever have. And I just wanted to say, enjoy your flight. As you know, we don't really serve meals anymore, but we will be serving Snickers throughout the cabin. Enjoy. Yeah.
Is this podcast sponsored by Snickers?
Snickers, yeah, you can go ask. Who was the other one?
Heelys.
Heelys. Snickers, yeah. And Heelys.
Snickers and Heelys.
Yeah.
I want to ride around on my Heelys and eat a Snickers.
Have a Snicker.
Bar now. Very Maybe good. I'm just too susceptible for advertising, but that was very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Excellent.
I wish I had a little time on that.
Oh, no. You did so good. You jumped right in. Okay, Greg Benson.
Okay, spin it, spin it.
Spin it, spin it.
Perform an infomercial for skipping.
Or prancing.
Just skipping.
Just skipping.
Hey there, kids. Thinking about skipping school? How about you stay home and skip instead? Skippity Skip Skip is the new skipping instructive DVD. For only $39.95, you'll get a DVD every single month for the next 37 months for only $39.95 per week. Please, go to skippingdvd.com and skip around. Skippity Skip. Remember, if it ain't skipping, it ain't hippin'. That was an example of me just talking, like seeing what words come out.
Your face when you realized you was going to be saying the word hippin. Because I could see your brain realized it about 2 seconds before your mouth. And there was a look of shock and fear and, oh my goodness, am I really going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Normally improvising does not make me sweat quite this much.
I'm sweating too.
I did this.
I know, it's really hot out.
All of a sudden got hot.
Yeah. I also like mad props to people like Amos who do this all the time. Really hard.
It is so hard. Hey, Amos, we're going to end the show now, but before we do, can we take, I'm going to say the little last things, and then you take us out. We improvise a song together about prancing. But before we do, any plugs? You guys want to make a plug? Greg, where can we find you?
Mediocre Films, if you just go onto YouTube and you type in Mediocre Films, you'll find my channel. That's what it's called, or youtube.com/mediocrefilms. You could also just go to mediocrefilms.com. And I request that you hit that subscribe button and watch every single of my 1,000 videos that I've made between my two channels.
Excellent. Vanessa, again, give us the details. VanessaMcGrady.com.
VanessaMcGrady.com. But my plug this week is for everybody to just try to be a little kinder to each other.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's just try to concentrate on small kindnesses.
Love it. Small kindnesses.
Damn, I just plugged my own shit, but you did something
really cool. I did that on purpose.
You know, each of your videos is a small kindness.
There you go.
Okay. We'll go with
How about the world do me and my group Frobway LA do a small kindness and come see us perform this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the Impro Theater, improtheater.com. My stuff is at almostglick.com. My music is at pondermusic.com. And my film is at amanwakesup.com.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you can find Frobway on Facebook under Frobway LA.
Jonah, do you have anything to plug? Well, I will be performing my show, Jonah's Body, Please Hold, up in Seattle on July 29th. And you can find out more information about that at healingjourneys.org or my website, jonahsbody.com. Okay, great. And I'm going to be doing some storytelling September 11th in Malibu, California, at Tales by the Sea. Listen, thank you to our producer, Anthony, for the technical and the website. Thank you to Marty Yu for loaning us some sound equipment. The brilliant musicians and composers who allow us to use their music for the podcast. We have this time from Poddington Bear, Marathon, Rosa, and of course the Freak Fandango Orchestra. Thank you guys, our listeners, for downloading, subscribing, supporting. Leave us some feedback or a review on the podcast places and give us your feedback. We want to keep making you like the show. When you like us, we like ourselves. Wait, I keep getting off target. Visit the podcast, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. You can find us there, email us, participate. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, and now here we go, Amos. We're going to improvise a song.
I have no idea what I'm going to play, so I just ask, give me a second to figure out what the chord progression is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You start us off on the first verse.
Something's wrong.
I like it so far.
I like it too.
Something's wrong.
I'm very dis-
sorry.
I know this is boring, but it's my homage to the Grateful Dead. Still out of tune. All right, forget it.
Okay. Let's sing out of tune. That match my voice.
I've become quite accustomed to hippie dancing. I like to go out, see the girls, and go romancing. But if there's one thing I don't understand, it's how to open up to another man and prance. I don't know how to prance.
Prance, 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 prance.
Hey, look over there, top the hill. Is that a gazelle or something else? No, I think it is a gazelle. Wait, let me put my glasses on. I don't know where I put my glasses, so I'll just assume that it is. prancing round, prancing round,
prancing round,
prancing round. That gazelle's prancing around. I found my glasses. Go ahead, I got my glasses now.
One time I went prancing with my dad. Best prancing that old man had. Then we went out for sandwiches and gin. Best way to start prancing is to begin.
Prance around. Prance around.
I've got to walk to the grocery store. Got to get some noodles and cookies and kale and something more. I like to walk, but there's so much joy in my heart that I'm gonna have to do more than put my legs apart. I have to
prance,
have to prance around to get the joy out.
Prance,
get the joy out. Me now.
Prance around.
You know, a lot of people apparently like to prance. And I guess what I've learned today is that even though I only know how to dance, all I have to do is wake up and put on a pair of pants. Put one foot in front of the other, then motherfucker, I find myself, I can prance, I'm gonna
prance.
I thought I found my glasses.
Gospel.